אנחנו קוראים בזוהר ל...
Reading from Zohar for All, ויקרא, RM 92. If a priest's daughter is married to a strange man, 92. But if a priest's daughter becomes a widow of... No, sorry. When the Creator created the world, He created it only for Israel. So they will receive the Torah on Mount Sinai and will be completely purified and they would be righteous before Him. 93. When this world was completed in Israel, as it is above, like the upper zone, and Adam was set firm in the earth and his height reached the height of the heaven, the Creator wished to complete the holy soul from above downwards, so they would unite and tie to one another, the soul in the body and the body in the soul. It is written about that. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, so they would be connected to each other and be as whole as above, and he would correct himself to be so. 94. This is why he created him male and female, zachar and nekeva, so he would be whole. And when is man considered as whole as above? It is when he unites with his mate in unity and gladness and willingness, and a son and daughter came out of him and his wife. Then man is as whole as above and completes below like the high, the holy name. This is so because Yud-Kei are Abba ve'Ima and Vav-Kei are son and a daughter. And then he is called by the name of the high holy name. 95. A man who does not wish to complete the holy name below, to bear a son and a daughter, it would be better for him that he were not born, since he has no part at all in the holy name. When the soul departs him, it does not unite within him with the holy name at all, since he diminished the form of his master, as he does not establish his form after him, which is the image of God, until it is completely connected and corrected. 96. It is written, but if a priest's daughter becomes a widow or divorced and has no child, a priest's daughter is the holy soul called a king's daughter. This is so because the holy soul emerges from the zivug of the king and the queen, Zeranpin and Malchut. Thus, as the body below is male and female, the soul with the body above are male and female. The soul is the female, and the body is the male. It is written, if she becomes a widow, meaning that the soul is widowed from the body to which it bonded because it died, or divorced, meaning that she had been expelled from that part of the holy name, because she has no seed by which she can be as above, connected to the holy name. Hence, she returns to her father's house. She returns to correct herself as she was prior to her descent into the body. Then, she returns to her father's house, which is the Creator, as in her youth, meaning as in the beginning. After she is corrected, she shall eat of her father's bread, meaning she will delight herself in the king's pleasures. 97. Henceforth, no stranger is to eat the holy gift. A stranger is one who did not erect the holy name below, who did not bear a son and a daughter, and who has no share in him. No stranger is to eat the holy gift means he has no part in the upper pleasure, where there is eating, as it is written, eat friends. Eating of above, the pleasure of the Creator. This pleasure resides where the pleasure is present when the scent of the offering comes up. Israel provide for their father in heaven. 98. When there are nourishments below, there are nourishments above. It is like a king who fixed a meal for himself, but did not fix one for his servants. After he fixed for his servants, he eats his own meal. As it is written, I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey, which is the king's meal. Eat, friends, drink abundantly, O beloved, is his servant's meal. And the meal is from the scent of the offering, when the scent of the offering would come up. This is why it is called a sweet savor unto the Lord. The savor is illumination of Chochmah from the left. This is for his servants. The sweetness is illumination of Chasadim from the right. And this is for the Creator. This is why the king's meal was delayed because of his servant's meal. For this reason, we learn that Israel provides for their Father in heaven, since he does not eat before he sets up the meal for his servants, and only the souls of the righteous eat from the king's meal. Zer Anpin is always in a state of delighting in mercy, for he delights in chasadim and not in chokhmah. He receives chokhmah only to bestow upon Malchut and to his servants, which are the Merkava, chariot to Malchut. Also, it is known that chasadim without chokhmah lack perfection. They are vak without rosh. Hence, Zer Anpin does not receive its illumination of chasadim before he imparts illumination of chokhmah for his servants, which depend on Malchut. For then, his chasadim are mingled with chokhmah and become rosh and gar. It is written that the scent is to his servants, meaning illumination of chokhmah called scent, and sweet is to the Creator, meaning chasadim, which are called sweet, savor. This is why the king's meal was delayed, because of his servant's meal. Had he received chasadim, meaning his meal, before he set up the meal of illumination of chokhmah for his servants, his chasadim would have been without any chokhmah at all. There would be vak without a rosh. This is why he first waits to correct and extend the meal of illumination of chokhmah for his servants. And then his meal of chasadim is included by the way with the illumination of chokhmah that he extended for his servants, and the chasadim became gar. It turns out that Israel, who are his servants, provide for their Father in heaven. It is because of them that his meal is complete with gar. Although his own meal of chasadim is not for himself, but to bestow upon the lower ones. It is written that the souls of the righteous eat from the king's meal. This is so because if his servants receive the discernment of scent, illumination of chokhmah, who receives the chasadim from the meal of the Creator? The souls of the righteous, which extend from Zer Anpin, are the ones who receive chasadim from Zer Anpin. But the ordinary Israel receive from the illumination of chokhmah that is mingled with chasadim, meaning scent, since they are dependent upon Malchut.
The heading, How Good and How Pleasant. 99. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together as well. Happy are Israel, for the Creator did not hand them over to a minister or to a messenger. Rather, Israel gripped to him and he to them. For their love, the Creator calls them servants. As it is written, for unto me the children of Israel are servants, they are my servants. Afterwards he calls them sons, as it is written, you are the children of the Lord your God. After that he calls them brothers, as it is written, for my brothers and my friends. And because he called them brothers, he wished to place his divinity in them, and he will not stray from them. Then it is written, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together as well. 100a. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together as well. As it is written, and if a man shall take his sister and see her nakedness, and she sees his nakedness, it is a shameful thing. The man is the Creator. Shall take his sister refers to the assembly of Israel. Why is this so? Because it is a shameful thing. Hence, how good and how pleasant it is for the brothers to dwell together as well, meaning the Creator, as well as the Assembly of Israel. When the Assembly of Israel is in unity with the Creator, Israel below are joyful, present with the Creator. This is why it writes, together as well. Together as well comes to join the Tzaddik, meaning Yesod, with the Assembly of Israel, who are one Zivug. This is why it says, together as well, since Yachad, together, comes from the word Echad, one. There are two states in Malchut. One, when Ziran Pin elevates her from his Chazeh and above, and clothes the left line of Binah, and extends Chochmah. While Ziran Pin himself clothes the right line of Binah, and extends Chasadim. This was Malchut's state on the fourth day of creation. At that time, Ziran Pin and Malchut were called the two great lights, since she was as big as Ziran Pin. They're also regarded as brother and sister because they are both at the same degree. One is right and the other is left. In this discernment, they are also regarded as adhered to one another, because all the discernments on a single degree are regarded as adhered to one another, where adhering means equivalence. However, at that time, Malchut was in darkness and posterior, since left without right bestows Chochmah without Chasadim, and Chochmah without Chasadim cannot shine. 2. The first state continues until the Creator, the middle line, told her, go and diminish yourself. This means that Ziran Pin, the middle line, will evoke the zivug of the light of Chasadim over his Masach de Chirig, which diminishes the left line. Then Malchut had nothing more to cling to, and descended from there. She returned and was built anew by Abba Ve'ima and Ziran Pin from the Chazeh downwards, until she became worthy of the second state, which is the zivug of Ziran Pin and Malchut panim bepanim. This decline of Malchut from Chazeh and above, which is the degree of Ziran Pin, into a nukva that is separated from him, from the Chazeh downwards, is called sawing off. Since the dvikut that Malchut had with Ziran Pin, because they were at the same degree, has already been cut off, for she divided from Ziran Pin into a separate degree of her own. There's greater merit in the first state than in the second state, because in the first state, she receives Chochmah from the left line of Binah. And although Chochmah did not shine in her due to a lack of Chasadim, it is still a great degree. But there is merit in the second state, because even though she was diminished and could not longer receive Chochmah from the left line of Binah, but receives Vak de Chochmah that are clothed in Chasadim from Ziran Pin, they still shine in her panim de panim. However, in the first state, she was in the dark because the great Chochmah in her was devoid of Chasadim, and she could not shine. And yet, all this relates only to the illumination of Malchut to the lower ones, and not at all with respect to herself. The heading, and if a man shall take his sister. 100b. Spiritual nakedness is dinim. There are two kinds of dinim. A man shall take his sister, meaning the Assembly of Israel, which means the Creator, is dinim. And there are two kinds of dinim. The first dinim is dinim of male, which extend from the left line without right, the male nakedness. And two, the dinim of nukva, which appear with the Tzimtzum and the Masach and Malchut, the female nakedness. If a man, meaning the Creator, shall take his sister, meaning the Assembly of Israel, which means that the Creator, Ziran Pin, will take the Malchut and raise her to being his sister, a state of Achoraim and darkness for the Nukva, it is considered that Ziran Pin and Malchut are attached to one another, because being at the same degree, they are regarded as adhered to one another. This state continues until and see her nakedness, when he extends the Masach of Chirik to mate on it and diminish the left line. These dinim of the Masach Dechirik are considered the nakedness of the Nukva, dinim of Nukva. And the extension of dinim is regarded as seeing. This is why it says that he, Zeranpin, saw, meaning extended her nakedness, meaning dinim of Nukva, which he evoked in her by extending the Masach. And she, the Malchut, sees his nakedness, sees the dinim, the tchura, called his nakedness. She cannot endure them, and because of that, a desire awakened in her to part and to be cut off from him. Thus, there are two reasons here for the sawing off of Malchut from Zeranpin. One, the extension of the Masach of Chirik to diminish the left line. This act of Zeranpin is implied in the words, and he saw her nakedness. Two, as long as she clothes the left line of Ima with outright, she is in dinim of tchura that come from the left line. She cannot tolerate them and wishes to cut off and depart him, as it is written, and she sees his nakedness. These two actions were done because it is a shameful thing, for they cause extension of the chasadim over the masach dechirik. This is a third act, and then they are cut off from each other to be rebuilt in a zivug panim bepanim, to bestow in the eyes of the children of their people, in the eyes of Israel, for the aim is primarily for them, so they will receive mochin, called eyes, from them. Indeed, a great correction occurs by that. Those dinim of Nukva that Zeranpin evokes in his Masach Dechirik, which caused the diminishing of the left line, did not cling to Malchut, but to Zeranpin. Thus, only dinim de Tchura remained in Malchut, and the dinim de Nukva clung to Zeranpin. Hence, because of the removal of the dinim de Nukva from Malchut, Malchut can impart Chochmah and Chasadim upon Israel. This is why the writing ends, he has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He bears his guilt, which means that the correction of attaching the dinim de Nukva to Zeranpin was done because Zeranpin uncovered his sister's nakedness through the Masach Dechirik that he extended, which is why, and not Malchut, bears the dinim and not the corruption that comes as a result of this extension. It was written, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together, as well. As well includes Israel below. There is great merit in the first state when Malchut clothed Ima. Since then it is considered a sister to Zeranpin and as big as him. While in the second state she loses all that. However, there was a fault there. Chochmah was dark and could not shine for Israel for lack of chasadim. This is why she diminished and descended from her degree to shine for Israel. This is the reason why King David, who was a Mirkava to Malchut, longed for that first state when the Masach was a sister for Zeranpin. He said, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together, while Malchut and Zeranpin were brothers on the same degree. However, together as well means that the merit of the second state is there too, that she is filled with lights to bestow upon Israel. Thus he longed for the connection of those two states together. As well includes Israel below, so she too could bestow upon Israel below, as in the second state. At the time when the assembly of Israel is in unity, when they are in Zivuk Panim Bepanim as one in the second state, Israel below are joyfully present in the Creator, because they too receive the lights from Malchut. He longed for the joining of those two states and said, how good. The words as well mean inclusion. So Yesod de Zeranpin, called Tzadik, will bestow in her as well. And so that Yesod and Malchut will be in one Zivug, and as in the second state. This is why it writes, together as well.
101. How does the word one indicate the complete zivug? It is written, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." One is the assembly of Israel united with the Creator, Zeran Pin. The zivug of male and female is called one, since a place where the nukva is present is called one. For a male without a female is called a half body, and a half is not one. But when two half bodies unite, they become one body, and they are called one. 102. Now, in the exile, the Creator is not called one, since the assembly of Israel, Malchut, is in exile. The Creator, Zeran Pin, rises. The Zivug of Zeran Pin and Malchut separates, and the holy name is not whole and is not called one. It is called one when the queen is with the king and they unite. It's written, "And the kingdom shall be the Lord's." This is the assembly of Israel when Malchut ties to her, and then, in that day, shall the Lord be one, and his name one. It is also written, "How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together as well," where together implies to the great zivug called one, which is applied in the second state. 103. Like the precious oil upon the head, the precious oil is the anointing oil, which extends from Atik Keter. This oil, which is the lights of Atik, is found in the upper river, Bina, which nurses the suns, Zon, to light the candles. The Sfirot of Zon and the oil of Zon, sucked from Bina, is poured on the king's head, which is a Gar de Zeran Pin, and from his head to the glory of his beard. From there it is drawn unto all the apparels of honor in which the king is clothed, meaning to all the Sfirot of Zeran Pin, and it is written that he descends by his very qualities, which are the king's crowns. The Sfirot are called qualities, and his holy name is in them. 104. Any extension and any gladness in the worlds does not descend to bless the holy worlds except by those holy crowns, the Sfirot of Zeran Pin, which are the name of the holy king, Havaya, which is Chubtum. This is why it is written that he descends according to his qualities, as it's written, "At the commandment of Aaron and his sons shall be..." And the abundance extends to all the worlds, so there will be blessings for all. This oil is not present until that time when the work below is rising and they meet one another. As it is written, "Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart." Oil is the abundance above, and perfume is work below. When they meet one another, it is everyone's joy. Title, "And God came to Abimelech." 105. "And God came to Abimelech in a dream of the night. And God said unto him into the dream, I too know. Why the difference that in the nations of the worlds it writes, and God came, and for Israel it does not write, and God came? God here is that force, the minister appointed over them, as it is written, "And God came unto Balaam at night," which is the force appointed over him. 106. "And God said unto him in the dream, and I too withheld you from sinning against me." When it writes, "from sinning against me," is it necessarily the Creator? Certainly it is only his minister, as it is written, "I too know." It writes, "too," to include meaning, although it is known above me, I too know. "And I too withheld," the word "too" comes to include, even though you were prevented from above. "I too withheld you from sinning against me. In sinning, the Aleph is missing, for it should have written from sinning. What does that mean? After all, the sin is not against the minister, but against the Creator. So why did he say, from sinning against me? 107. Indeed, because of the iniquities of the people below, it was blemished above. By the iniquities of the people below, their minister above was removed from his governance, as it is written, and I too withheld you, although the matter depends on higher than me. And I too withheld includes himself, that he too withheld him. From sinning against me, so that your sins will not be in me like a needle stuck in your flesh, so you will not cause me to be removed from my governance because of your sins, and I will be loathed like that needle that is stuck in the flesh. It is so that you will not cause what is written, and therefore I abhorred them like those thorns that are stuck in the flesh. This teaches us that the sins of people make a flaw above. The flaw is, as is written, and your transgressions was your mother put away. Also, the sins of the people blemishes the ministers who were removed from their governance. 108. Hence, since your sins of the lower ones blemish above, they offer a sacrifice. That offering is, as it is written, and your transgressions was your mother put away. Where the sin causes separation between Zeranpin and Malchut for his flaw, since Malchut was sent away due to the sin. And the offering that they sacrifice brings the upper world, Zeranpin, closer to the lower world, Malchut, and everything becomes one. Title, Serve the Lord with Gladness, 109. Serve the Lord with gladness. Any work that a person wishes to do for the Creator should be done with gladness, willingly, so that his work will be whole. If you say that such is the work of the offering, this is not possible, since that man has breached his master's commandment, the commandment of the Torah, and repented before his master. With what face will he rise before him? Certainly with a broken spirit, meaning he should be with a sad spirit. Thus, where is the joy? Where is the singing? 110. But that man who sinned before his master, who breached his commandments, and came to offer a sacrifice and correct himself, should be with a broken spirit, a sad spirit. And if he weeps, he is handsome, more handsome than all. And yet, these joy and singing are absent. Indeed, by what are they corrected? It is by those priests and Levites that complete the joy and singing for him. Joy exists in the priest because he always remote from the din. And the priest should always have a more shining and joyful face than the whole people, since his crown of priesthood causes it. Singing is the Levites, for the Levites are forever on the song. 111. Those priests and Levites stand over him, and the work of the Creator is completed in them. The priest stands atop him and aims words with joy and goodwill to unite the holy name, as it should be, and the Levites with a song. Then it is written, know that the Lord, He is God. And this is an offering, to bring the Rachamim close to Din, and everything is perfumed. This is so because Havaya is Elohim, and Rachamim is Din, and they are perfumed together as one. 112. Now that no offering has been found, whomever sinned before his master and returned unto him is certainly of a bitter soul and sadness and a broken spirit. And how does he sustain the joy and singing? After all, they are not in him. We learned that the praising, that one praises one's master and the joy of the Torah, as well as the singing of the Torah, this is joy and singing. No man should stand before his master in sadness. But he cannot, since his heart is broken within him for his sins. Thus, what is his correction? 113. One should always enter as far as two openings and pray his prayer. The measure of two openings, as David said, lift up your heads, O gates, our abode and a place which are at the very insides at the beginning of the degrees, chesed and gvura, the opening of the world. Hence, one should aim one's prayer to the Holy of Holies, which is the Holy Name, and pray his prayer. These are the two openings, the two keters, two sfirot, chesed and gvura of the Anpin. Since the head of the king, which is Gad Zerampin, is established by Chesed and Gvura, when Chesed and Gvura de Zerampin arose and became his Chokhmah and Bina. The beginning of the degrees is Chesed and Gvura, which are the beginning of the degree of Zerampin, which begins with Chokhmah. Hence, one should aim one's prayer to the Holy of Holies, which are the two openings, to aim that the two openings, Chesed and Gvura de Zerampin, which rise to the discernment of Chokhmah and Bina, called Holy of Holies. 114. And some learn that joy is the assembly of Israel, Malchut, which is called joy. It is written, for you shall go out with joy, meaning that Israel are destined to come out of exile with joy. And who is she? The assembly of Israel, Malchut. It is written, serve the Lord with gladness. In the quality of Malchut, as it is written, with this shall Aaron come into the holy place with the quality of Malchut. Here too, serve the Lord with Malchut, called joy, and called this. 115. Come before his presence with singing. This is her perfection, since gladness is in the heart and singing is in the mouth. In the mouth, she is more perfect, and in perfection of this gladness is known, it is known what it is. That is man's correction, who needs to be corrected before his master, to be rewarded with that. And when he is rewarded with that, then know that the Lord, he is God. When he unites that unification of Havayah, he is Elohim. And everything, the two interpretations come into one thing, that afterwards the holy name should be properly united and tied to one another, so all will be one. This is the work of the Creator. Happy are the righteous who engage in the Torah and know the ways of the Creator. Malchut's perfection is in disclosure of illumination of Chokhmah, for there is no such disclosure in any other sefirah but her. There are two degrees in that, joy and singing. When this disclosure is not yet complete, Malchut is called gladness. This indicates that the disclosure is in the heart, since instilling the joy is only within the heart and not outside, in the mouth. But when the disclosure is complete, Malchut is called singing, because singing is with the mouth. Thus, we learn that the heart reveals to the mouth. It was written, come before his presence with singing. This is the perfection of gladness in the heart, and the heart does not reveal to the mouth. Singing in the mouth means that it appears from the heart to the mouth. And this complete gladness is known. It is also known that it is the perfection of the disclosure of Chokhmah in her. And this is man's correction before his master, to be rewarded with that. Then, know that the Lord, he is God. And then, he can come, make that great unification. Title, In the Abundance of Your Mercy Will I Come Into Your House. 116. And the abundance of your mercy will I come into your house. It is improper for a man to come into the synagogue unless he first consults with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is because they set up the prayer before the Creator, as it's written, "In the abundance of your mercy will I come into your house." I come into your house, this Abraham. I will bow down toward you, your holy temple is Isaac, and in the fear of you is Jacob. First, he should be included. Enter the synagogue and pray his prayer. Then it is written, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified." Title, "If His Offering is a Burnt Offering," 117. If His Offering is a burnt offering from the cattle, what is the difference if He brings an offering from the cattle, an offering from the flock, or an offering from the fowl? How do they differ from one another? After all, offerings are made of all of them, but one who can afford it sacrifices from the cattle. If he cannot afford it, he brings from the flock. And if he cannot do this, too, he brings from the fowl. This is because it's written, "But if he is poor and his means are insufficient," meaning that the Creator does not burden one with one that he can't, with more than he can bear. 118. One sacrifices according to the sin. The rich, whose heart is sometimes proud, would offer from the cattle, since his heart is more able to sin before his master. An intermediate offers from the flock, because his spirit is not so high as to sin. A poor, whose heart is not high and whose spirit is lower than all, offers the lightest of them all, the fowl. Also, the offerings of each of them are known, and the Creator judges each with a just weight. 119. Hunger comes to the world for the three sins of not giving donation, tithing, and challah. All these sins are only in the rich because their hearts are proud. They are absent in the poor. But what is the sentence? The Creator kills the poor and leaves the rich, for only the poor die of hunger, not the rich. Thus, the rich shall continue to sin before him because they are not hurt. When the Creator wishes to avenge the wicked and obliterate them from the world, He gives them peace in this world and fulfills everything for them. 120. All the people in the world are not as close to the High King as those kelim that he uses, which are a broken and a remorseful heart, and the contrite and lowly of spirit. Those are the king's vessels, and there is a drought and hunger in the world, and the din over the poor intensifies. They cry and yell before the king, and the Creator brings them closer than any man, as it's written, "For he has not despised nor abhorred the lowliness of the poor." Then the Creator remembers why hunger has come to the world. Woe unto the wicked who have caused it. 121. When the king awakens to watch over the world because of the sound of the cry of the poor, the merciful one will save us from them and from their affront. Then it is written, "I will surely hear their cry." It writes here twice, once to watch over their voice, and once to avenge them who caused it to them. As is written, that "I will hear, for I am gracious, and my anger will be kindled." Hence, when there is hunger in the world, woe unto the wicked, wealthy, for the sound of the cry poor before the Creator. 122. The offering of the poor is the lightest because his heart is broken. And even though he contemplates sinning, The sin is removed from him, for his own affliction and the affliction of his household is sufficient. Hence, every single offering itself is known before the priest.
125:3
tells him, "This sacrifice is not yours." He comes to your house and he is sad, and he says, "Why are you sad?" He says, "Achav, why are you sad?"
The priest did not sacrifice my sacrifice. And what is your sacrifice? They told him. He told them, two pigeons. They told him, "This is from the poor. It is not yours. Rather, sacrifice your offering." He told them what it is. They told him, one bowl. 124. He told them, "And what is so severe the thought of sin that we need to sacrifice for it one ox as an offering? I admit that I will not have another thought of sin." So what did he do next? All day long, he dealt with merchandise, and at night he slept. And when he woke up, he used to call his brothers, and they taught him words of Torah. He studied until dawn was up, and he studied Torah. And they called him the other Judah. One day, Rabbi Isra Saba met him, and he divided his property, half to the poor and half to merchandise over the sea by sailors. And he sat and engaged in Torah. 125. The other Jew told him, "And Shaul told the Keni,
'Go, depart, go down from among the Amalekites.' Who are the Kenites? Those are the sons of Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. They made a nest in the desert like a sparrow, as it's written, 'And the sparrow found a nest to engage in the Torah.' This is because the Torah requires neither pleasure nor merchandise, but to toil in days and nights. And from there they will go to the desert and the pleasure in Jericho, as it's written, 'The children of Kenite went up to the city of palm trees.'" 126. "And you acted graciously with the whole of the people of Israel, since he delighted Moses in the house. And Moses was the whole of Israel. Moreover, because he added an extra portion to the Torah, he thus did a great act of mercy with the whole of Israel." 127. "Why did this thing come in the war of Amalek, when Israel went out to Egypt? Of all the nations in the world, not one would bond with Israel and slander them but Amalek. They harmed Israel and waged war against them. And you, the Kenite, greeted Israel with peace and were gracious to all of them. This is why you are not fit for bonding with Amalek." 128. "Moreover, it is written in Jethro, 'And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. Thus he made an offering before the Creator and came to convert. The writing teaches us that his sacrifice was important to the Creator, because he made an offering before the Creator. It is written, 'And Aaron came, and all the elders of Israel, to eat bread with Moses, father-in-law, before God.'" Precisely before God. We learn from here that anyone who makes a willing offering, the Creator appears before him. 129. "The offering of the poor is important to the Creator because he offers two sacrifices before him. One is his lifeblood, and the other is his sacrifice that he offers, since he has nothing to eat, yet he brings an offering. As a result, his lifeblood diminishes. The offering of the poor is the lightest, two turtle doves or two young pigeons. And if not, he brings a little flour and is thus forgiven. At that time, it is declared and said, for he has not despised nor abhorred the lowliness of the poor, since the offering of the poor is most praised.
He made me be in the share of Torah. This is why I gave all my property to the poor. 130.
As the poor boils his lifeblood, the flour that he brings boils him in good oil. And here we learn that even if a person sacrifices this offering on the pan and the grain, offering that is made in a pan, since the sin boils his lifeblood in the fire of the evil inclination, and all of his organs boil in the fire, so is this offering, since the essence of the offering is as that of the sin. And to sacrifice one's heart and spirit and soul before the Creator is what he is found, what is what he is fond of most. 131. Happy are the righteous who offer themselves and their souls before the Creator daily. I wish to make that sacrifice. This is what the Creator wants of man in this world. Hence, this very offering is the best, because through it, all the worlds are blessed. Title, Blessed Be the Lord Out of Zion, 132. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. But is Zirampen Avaya blessed out of Zion from Malchut? He is blessed from the high, deep river from Bina. So why did he say, Blessed be the Lord out of Zion? Indeed, Blessed be the Lord relates to Malchut, when the moon Malchut shines from the light of the sun, Zeranpin, and they draw near to each other and do not remove their lights from one another. When he says, Blessed is the Lord, it is because sometimes the moon, Malchut, is called by the name of the king, Zeranpin. As he is called Havaya, she is called Havaya, as it is written, Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. The first Havaya is the Malchut of the second Havaya is Zeranpin. Moreover, even an emissary, an angel, is called by the name of the king Havaya. 133. From where is it known that the Creator is blessed? It is known that he is blessed from a place called Zion, Yesod de Malchut. This is because it is written, For there the Lord commanded the blessing. And since he imparts the blessing in the Zion, it is known from there that he is blessed. For a blessed one imparts blessing. Happy are those who engage in Torah. For all who engage in Torah, it is as though they are gripped to the Creator, as it is written, But you who adhere to the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day. Title, Seven Firmaments and Seven Lands, 134. And God said, Let there be a firmament within the waters. When the Creator created the world, He created seven firmaments above, created seven lands below, seven seas, seven rivers, 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 years, seven times, and 7,000 years, during which the world stands, and which it exists for 6 millennia, and is ruined for 1 millennium. And the Creator is found in the seventh of each of them. 135. The seven firmaments are above, and in each there are stars, signs, and suns that serve in each and every firmament. In all the firmaments there are merkavot, one atop another, to assume the burden of their master's kingdom. And in all the firmaments are merkavot, and the suns that are different from one another, standing one atop the other. Some have 6 wings, and some have 4 wings. Some have 4 faces, and some have 2 faces, and some have 1 face. Some are burning fire, some are water, some are wind, As it is written, he makes the winds his messengers, flaming fire his ministers. 136. All the firmaments are as onion skins, clothing one atop another. The inner ones are considered below, and the outer ones above. Also, each firmament walks and makes noise for fear of its master, by which they travel and by which they stand. And above all of them standeth the Creator, who carries everything by his strength and might. Similarly, there are seven lands below, and all are settled, but these are higher and those are lower. And the land of Israel is above them. And Jerusalem is the highest of all the settlements. 137. Thus, he divides all those lands that are below, and those firmaments above, and in between each two lands is a firmament that divides between them. Hence, all the lands are specified by names, and among them are the Garden of Eden and Hell. Among them are creations that differ from one another, such as those above in the firmaments. Some have two faces, some have four faces, and some one. And the appearance of these is not as the appearance of those. 138. And yet, all the people in the world emerged from Adam. But did Adam HaRishon come down to all these lands and procreate children? And how many women did he have? Rather, Adam is present only in this, the highest world of all, called universe. As it is written, and he commanded the universe, his land. His land, this universe grips to the firmament above the grips of the high name, as he judged the universe in righteousness, where righteousness means malchut. This is why Adam's sons are in the high land, universe, above everyone, such as above, for the upper Adam is above everyone. 139. Adam below is as above. Above all the firmaments, there is the highest firmament of all, on which the Creator's throne is found. As is written, the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of a throne was a likeness, as the appearance of a man upon it above, being Havaya Dema, which is Adam in Gematria. Similarly, the king of everyone is here in the universe, and this is the Adam that is absent in all the lower ones. 140. And these lower ones came from the midst of the earth, and from the assistance of the firmament above, emerged creatures that differ from one another, some in clothing, some in klipot, like the worms in the earth. Some are in red klipot, or dark, or white, and some are of all the colors. So are the people, and they live only 10 years. 141. The whole world revolves in a circle like a ball. Some are above and some are below. The people all around the earth stand opposite each other, and the seven parts in the ball are the seven lands. And all the people in the six lands differ in their appearance according to the different air in each place. And they persist as the rest of all the people. 142. Hence, there's a place in the world that when it shines for those on this side of the planet, it is dark for those on that side of the planet. Turns out that it is day for these and night for those. And there is a place in the world which is all day, and there is night in it for only one short hour. This is why he said in the books of the first and the book of Adam Rishon that the seven lands are one below the other, and a firmament separates each two lands. And he does not And he does not dispute that, as they are on one ball divided into seven parts. For so it is written, I will give thanks unto you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. It is also written, how manifold are your works, O Lord. Thus, it is all good, for both are the words of the living God. We could ask, how could the two interpretations be right? For they contradict one another. This is the secret given to the wise, and not to the natural dividers and boundaries for it. It is a profound secret in the Torah. 143. Similarly, there are several creatures in the sea differing from one another. As is written, there is the sea, great and wide, in which are swarms, innumerable animals, both small and great, and all are as it is above. And in all the worlds, only man governs, and the Creator governs him.
Rabbi 144. Rabbi Nehorai Saba went down to the great sea, and there was a storm, and everyone on the boat were lost. And a miracle occurred. And he came out from within the sea into one settlement, and he saw from those creatures that they were all small, and they were praying. And he did not know what they were saying. A miracle happened, and he surfaced, and he said, happy are the righteous who exert in the Torah, and they know the concealments of the secrets of upper secrets. Alas, those who disagree with them and do not believe. 145. From that day onward, when he came to the seminary where the sages used to say words of Torah, he cried because he passed faith in the sages, for he did not believe that there were seven lands in which there are different creatures until he saw them, and from the fear of judgment in this world.
Shevet Achim Gam Yachad.